everybody. I'm Sherry, mom of two beautiful girls and two fur babies, military wife turned psychic medium, Reiki 2 practitioner, creator of the course Tap Into Your Intuition, and card reader. This podcast will be bringing you spiritual knowledge of the new age spirituality. I'll share my own life stories and hope to bring you interviews from today's spiritual experts in their own different fields. And hey, if you stick around long enough, I'll help you learn to step into your own spiritual power within. Life is better when you use your intuition. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to my podcast. It has been a while, and I have taken some me time, some much-needed me time, but I am back, and I'm excited for this week's episode. I have got my oracle cards, and I've also got one of my new pendulums that I absolutely adore and love. And so I'll do a pendulum reading, which is a yes and no reading today, and I'll pull, you know, whatever cards I am drawing to pull for you guys. But today's episode might be a little short because I'm kind of winging it. And a little backstory on what I'm going to share today is Spirit has really been telling me, like, girl, get yourself together. Get yourself together. Spirit has really been pushing me to truly get past the heartbreak of approval from others. And I don't know who needs to hear this. Speaking of me, mostly. But you don't need approval from others. And a big part of the issue that I've had with pursuing my spiritual business is the fear of, you know, others. Are others gonna like me? Are others gonna wanna hear what I have to say? Or others gonna wanna buy my services? Or, you know, it's just been this overwhelming fear. And might get a little emotional. But, you know, it has to be said. And so I have been really holding myself back from really, you know, pushing myself to my fullest potential when it comes to my spiritual business. And there is a lot of shadow work that I still have to continue to do, and I probably will have to continue to do for the rest of my life. But shadow work is important whenever you want to move forward, whenever you want to make changes, whenever you're ready to stop feeling stagnant or like you're not moving or like when you're not where you want to be. You know, that shadow work, which is the inner work of really discovering what is the fear surrounding whatever situation you're going through. You know, what is the issue? What's the problem? What is it? You know, getting to the bottom of that. And a lot of people, including myself in the past, have, you know, we're fearful, and then we try to go forward on our goals and dreams, and it's kind of half-hearted, you know? And we kind of do it, and we're like, see, it's not working, da-da-da-da-da, but you're not really getting over or getting to the source of why you're not succeeding and why you're not really getting to the place that you want to be at. And if you're, you know, are kind of like myself, you know, I try not to, but, you know, I still find myself sometimes comparing myself to others. And that is not such a great thing to do. We shouldn't be doing that. We should only be judging ourselves from, you know, where we are, where we want to go, and, you know, what goals do we want to attain and how to get there. And so, like I said, a large part of that is doing the shadow work. And what is shadow work? Like I said before, it's that inner work to find out what is the issue, the underlying issue, the thing that you're not seeing, the thing that you're not paying attention to, the thing that you kind of know, but you don't know, but you know what I mean? If that makes sense, it makes sense. The girls who get it. The girls who don't. So anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say I'm sorry, because that's just who I am. Anyway. So, right, shadow work has been a huge part of my spiritual awakening and my spiritual journey. And it has played a key part in how I have manifested so much in my life. And I have manifested my first home, with, you know, my first family home. I manifested that shit. Like, props to myself and my spiritual team. And the work that I did, the inner work, I would have never been able to manifest my, you know, being a homeowner if it wasn't for, you know, first saying, man, I would love to own my own home, because I've been a renter ever since I've been in college. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with renting, and for a lot of people, that's what, you know, they have to do, or that's what they like to do. No, you know, no shame in that. But I wanted somewhere where I could paint the walls, or I can put stuff up, or I could redecorate the way I wanted to, and I wouldn't have to hear a landlord say, oh, you can't do that. So a large part of me manifesting this home that I'm living in now is the spiritual work. It was the spiritual work. It was the, it was the shadow work. You know what I mean? It was the steps that I took to get here. Cause it wasn't a magically, oh, I want a house and snap my fingers and it happened. You know, I did a lot of inner work, a lot of shadow work to get this home. You know, I had to go through my finances. That is scary as hell. I like to spend, and, you know, having to sit down and look at where all my money was going, and, you know, how me and my husband managed our accounts, well, mostly me, how we managed the accounts month to month, and what our balances look like, and, you know, how much this house was going to cost, and what our payments were going to look like, and all that icky grown-up stuff, you know, that adulting that had to happen. I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. I didn't want to look at it. I had a fear of opening up my checking account and looking at it and hoping, you know, that all the bills didn't decide to just, like, magically come out at all one time. And, like, I had a fear of, one, being broke. I had a fear of not being able to make enough money. I had a fear of, you know, just being home. Well, not really being homeless, because I've always, you know, been able to have somewhere to live and call my own. But, you know, there were so many fears surrounding money, and a lot of things linked to past lives that I had dealt with, having poverty contracts, and in another past life, you know, being a child in the Depression and working in factories, and, you know, one past life being a nun and having to give up everything financial and all property that I own, you know. And, you know, these, if you believe it or not, past lives, they will add on to your karma. And if you don't get over those things in those lifetimes, what are they going to do? They're going to follow you. They're going to follow you to where you are, which is now here listening to me. And so that was a lot of work. One that I kind of wanted to do, but I didn't want to do. And I had to face those things head on. You know, I had to take a look. I had to peek under the covers, you know. You ever heard that saying, you dig a hole, or you fall in the hole you dig, or something. I can't remember, but I know you know what I'm thinking about. And anyway, when it comes to, you know, being in the hole that I dug, you know, I had to look at that, you know, I had to look at all that debt and all that ugly stuff that was there on my credit report and, you know, things that I had thought I had forgot about and had to kind of face, you know. Shadow work is about facing those, I wouldn't say demons, but not really demons, but I guess some people can call it demons, facing those demons, facing those unconscious things that really truly are bothering you, that you try to put down and try to push down and try to, you know, bury and cover and leave behind. But you have to uncover those things, you have to work through those things, and you have to truly with all your heart, you know, want to change those things, want a better outcome. So you have to, you know, shine a light on those dark places to get past the hard stuff, so that you can get to the beautiful things and the life that you want to manifest. And so I kind of had a title for this podcast, but it's kind of evolving into something else, so I'm not really sure what I'm gonna call this episode title. But I do want to say that for the last few weeks, I want to say it's almost, well, coming up on 3 weeks, actually, I have had this crazy issue with my eyelid. Like, I have had a sty on my eye, and it's basically like a infection in one of your lash follicles, I think that's what it is. It's like a infection in your lash follicle, and so it caused this big like bubble on my eyelid. And I had been walking around with this thing for like almost going on 3 weeks, and it's finally starting to go away. And I want to go back to about a week or two ago. I love Audible and I love to listen to my books because I'm an audio and visual learner. And so I like to consume my information by hearing and seeing, because that's the best way that I learn. And so I have been reading a few books, and of course I am a Reiki 3 practitioner now. So I have really been getting into learning more about Reiki, learning more about how to give Reiki, which Reiki is energy healing, that you have to be attuned to give. And so I had fallen off my Reiki practice of giving myself Reiki every day, which I started back yesterday. Yay me. And so I, you know, some of the spiritual practices that I had started for myself, I kind of slipped back into old patterns and stop doing that for myself. And that is a way for me to give myself love and to nurture myself and to really pour into my own cup. And I have really been feeling like, yeah, I can tell a difference from how my day goes when I don't pour into my cup and give myself some self-care and some love. From when I do it. And so the books that I have been reading a few books by Sylvia Brown. And the last book that I read, let me see if I can find it really quickly. Where is it? I downloaded this book somewhere else other than Audible, but I think it's in my, okay, that's what the book was called. Okay, so Sylvia Brown, if you don't know who she is, she's like a world-renowned psychic. She's passed away now. She's been passed away for some years. She was just this amazing psychic. She wrote a book. Well, she wrote tons of books. I'm trying to get through them all. But the most recent book that I read of hers and I finished was a book called Psychic Healing. And it's psychic healing using the tools of a medium. And she talks in this book about different ways to heal your body. Using your own psychic gifts. And if you didn't know, everybody is psychic, but not everybody is a medium, which means, you know, that they can speak to departed loved ones. So I am a psychic and I'm a medium, so psychic medium. And I found this book so interesting. I was like, I've been wanting to read this for some time, but I had like five other books that I was trying to get through at one time. And so I decided to go ahead and take the plunge and get the book and read it. And I finished it in like 2 hours or less than 2 hours. And, man, did this book hit right on time. And when I tell you that when spirit tells you that you need to hear something and that they're trying to get a message across to you, they will slap you upside the head with a million angel numbers and 20 million music songs and like lyrics and like five people, and you get my point. Like, they will make sure you know. So reading this book, it really hit me and dawned on me about how powerful that we are, you know, that us as an individual are. And so the style that I had been dealing with for like weeks had been annoying the crap out of me, like annoying. And so I finally was like, after 2 weeks of having it on my face, it was more annoying. It wasn't like hurting or anything, so it was more annoying. So after about 2 weeks, I was like, okay, I know this is like something that I need to know, like spiritually. And it is, you know. So I said to myself, you know, what could this spiritual meaning of a sty mean? And so I started Googling and looking. I couldn't really find what was like feeling right to me. Like, the things that connected to what I was seeing online really didn't really connect to me. I was like, you know, I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. Duh. You know, I have this stupid, annoying thing on my eyelid, and you know, it's not really like hurting a lot. Like, it was hurt just a little bit, but it was more annoying than hurting. And so it's like, dude, it's affecting your sight of vision and keeping you from really being able to see like you're supposed to, like, without this thing on your head. And so I was like, you know, what is this infection on my eyelid trying to tell me? You know, there's something that I'm not seeing. There is something that I'm not seeing. And that was the message that kept resonating when I kept thinking about it. And I finally was like, before I kind of came to that realization, I was like, okay, spirit, what is it that I need to know about this thing on my eyeball? Like, I know there's something that I need to know spiritually more than physically. And spirit was like, there's something that you're not seeing, or you're not paying attention to, or that you see, or that you're ignoring. And so I was like, man, oh, I hate when I get those little messages. And it took, you know, having to deal with this stupid, annoying sty to really realize, hey, there is something that I'm not looking at. There is something I'm not focusing on. And as soon as I said that and had that realization, my unconscious thoughts kind of was like, one, your diet is going back to crap. Fix it. You're not giving yourself Reiki every day and pulling cards. Fix it. You know, because my sleeping patterns and habits and stuff was going like all kind of wonky again and stuff. But anyway, there was just so many different things that I have been like ignoring and not doing for myself. And it was a way to help me realize, one, I need to go ahead and take myself to the doctor and get this thing figured on out. Because I'm tired of being annoyed. And then two, there is really a lot of things in my life that I really have been neglecting, which is myself and my health. And I cannot do that because I have a bigger purpose in this lifetime. And that is, even if it's one person, you know, I hate saying that because I want to help so many people, you know, like on a big, large scale, you know, open to the lights within them. But if I could only, you know, help one person really, truly turn that light on and really, truly start to figure out what is the shadow work that I need to focus on? You know, what are the things that I want to manifest, but what do I need to get in, you know, do in order to do that? If I can only get that one person and make a difference in that one person's life, then, you know, my work is done. not like literally, but, you know, figuratively. And so I have just been dealing with one, trying to come to the realization of the things that I have been neglecting for myself to start continuing back doing. And two, stop holding these messages inside of myself, because spirit has been like, okay, we done told you, ma'am, miss ma'am, we have told you what you needed to do. Why you haven't got on this mic and started talking? Like, why haven't you told this message? It needs to get out. Like, it needs to get out, you know? And spirit just wants you to ask yourself, what things are you not focusing on? What are you not seeing? You know, is there, in this book that Sylvia wrote, Psychic Healing, is about different body parts and how to heal them, you know? And the biggest takeaway of this book that I wanted to share with you is that we are so divine. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says we are created in His image. And when, like, that was one of the first Bible verses that I learned, because, you know, I'm a Christian, and I grew up in a Christian, you know, community and going to church and stuff. When I was little, and we had to memorize Bible verses, but the one verse that I will always take with me, you know, through life, is we are created in His image. And when you really get down to it, like, when you really think about how huge that is, like, what that truly means, it means that we are gods ourselves. You know, if we're created in God's image, then we're God. We have God within us. You know, it's not an outside thing. Hey God, ask, you know, I need help, you know, nothing wrong with that. But what if you're supposed to go within yourself to find the God in you, to truly speak to those ailments that are bothering you, whether it be, you know, a hurt toe or, you know, a finger or a broken heart or whatever the case may be. You know, what if we're supposed to look within ourselves to speak to those parts of our body and to our, just our soul, and command those things be gone? Man, that's so deep. And in this book, Sylvia talks about, like I said, different ways that you can heal yourself. Speak to the cells in your DNA and command those things with sovereignty to get the hell out. You know what I mean? Get the hell out of your body. And I have been speaking to the cells in my body ever since I finished reading that book with reverence and with a, not like a fear, but with, you know, like a king or queen would talk to their subjects or their people, you know, in that type of way. And so I want to ask you, what is it that you're dealing with that, you know, what part of your body are you dealing with that you can connect that with the spiritual message? I'm not telling you to not go to the doctor and not to get things checked out. And, you know, because a lot of things are serious. You know, you broke your toe, please go to the emergency room. Go to the emergency room. Reiki will help. You know, speaking to the cells in your DNA are going to help. But, you know, speak to a professional person that practices medicine that could also, you know, help you as well. But the thing that I'm trying to really kind of like hit across the ballpark is that you are such a powerful being that it's time to step into this next phase of your life and do it with purpose and do it on purpose and really, really deep down and truly find out what are these things that I'm struggling with? What are you not seeing physically, mentally, spiritually? What is it that you're not seeing? And then have the courage to go within yourself to find the God in you. Just like that Mary Mary song. It's the God in me. Hey, it's the God in me. Hey. Okay, so I'm not going to sing for y'all. But anyway, listen to that song. It's good. Even if you're not a Christian, it's a good song. You know, I'm asking you to truly look inside yourself and to find out what you're not paying attention to. And so I'm going to go ahead and now pull some cards and do a little bit of pendulum work for you. And so keep listening. Deck here. The deck that I'm using today is the Starseed Oracle deck. This deck is by Rebecca Campbell, and this is one of her, I think this is her second, yeah, this is her second deck. So the artwork is by Danielle Noyle, and what I'm going to do first is I'm going to pull the cards. I'm going to intuitively read the messages, and then I feel like I'm drawn to read some of the message from the actual guidebook. I really don't like to do that. I just like to stick with the intuitive messages, but there is something in that guidebook from whatever the cards that come out need to be kind of talked about as well. Spirit's kind of telling me, hey, you know, open a guidebook today. So I'm going to listen because that might be something I need to hear as well. Alrighty. So let's see. Spirit, what does the podcast listeners need to hear today? All right. So I'm getting number three. So three cards. I'm going to pull out three cards today. Usually I go ahead and I already picked the cards, so I already have them out, but today I was drawn to kind of do this on the podcast. All right, so I'm gonna do one more card, and this one is gonna be the overall message. Okay, and it kind of like fell out, so there we go. All right, so we got card number 3, 2, and 1. All right, so oh, actually, there's two cards connected to card 3. So, all right. So, I'm going to go ahead and read these cards separately. And then, like I always do, bring the message together at the end. So, the first card is about deep love, mother's milk, birth as a portal. And immediately, I want to say that this card is about your ancestors, and this is more like maternal. I am feeling, yeah, this is more maternal than I'm feeling, like the maternal side of our ancestry line are coming through, and this is basically saying, you know, it ties into the message that I was talking about earlier about the God in me and birth as a portal. And in this card deck, Rebecca talks about the card deck, and she talks about how our hearts are portals. And I truly, truly, truly believe that, because we hold intentions in our heart, and a lot of things that we have in our heart will manifest, whether it's a positive or a negative experience. And so our maternal ancestors are showing up to let you know that you are supported and that you are divinely and heavenly guided. And so the next card here is big picture thinking, and it's asking or saying that there is Pallades energy, visionary, inspired ideas. And so a lot of you are, you know, you're having these sparks of genius and these sparks of joy. You know, those don't come out of nowhere. They're given to you for a reason, because you have the potential to bring that into fruition, and you have a purpose to share that. You know, whether it be with having just a family and sharing that with your family, or whether it be to create a bigger platform to share those messages or those things with the world, or create something to share. You know, you have a duty, and Spirit is saying that your maternal ancestors are really holding you with so much love, and even helping to guide you in this visionary process. And the third set of cards, I'm gonna read these together. This third one, Star Ancestors. Wow. Star Ancestors, hidden secrets, lost wisdom, look a little deeper. And when I said three earlier, I was talking about three. The number three was coming up. On this card, the Star Ancestors card, there are three big pyramids on this card. There's a fourth one here, but your vision is drawn to the three, like the three big ones. And so there's also... Okay, so what I'm getting is Spirit is saying that there's things that you need to take a closer look into when it comes to the big picture of things. You know, it's nice to have that big picture, but what is the big picture with all the smaller pictures, or all the steps that have to go to that? You know, relax and do not have such like So the next card says loosen your grip, coping mechanism, density, addiction, let God in. We talk about God today. So and on this card it's like two women kind of falling, and I feel like this is the same person. It's kind of like part of her has released from herself and is just like falling. And it's allow yourself to let go of the bigger picture. You know, we don't always have to have it all figured out. You know, it's nice to know what we want, but a lot of times it's like a moving target. You know, a lot of times we see that big picture that we want, but is that big picture really going to be what happens in the end? You know, like when I started looking to manifest to be a homeowner and purchase a house for the first time, we saw so many houses. Oh my God. At one point I was kind of sick of going looking at houses. And it was like every time we saw a house and we wanted to put an offer on, it was gone. Like, the next day when we were ready to put an offer, someone had already put an offer on it. And there was this one house. Oh my God, it was my dream house. Oh, it was so beautiful. Not saying I'll never get a house like that, because, you know, you don't have to stay in a house you buy. You can move and purchase something else. But somebody put an offer in. And one, it was probably outside of our budget, but we wanted to look at any and everything. And so when we finally found the house that we're in now, it wasn't like my dream house, but I saw myself and my family in this house. So it was like a moving target. And the more that I let go of, you know, I have to have this, or it better be like this, or it needs to do this, I allowed more opportunities of what's, you know, something good to come forward. And in this reading, what is coming forward is, it's okay to have that big picture vision. You know, whatever you have in your heart, and your whatever your desire is in this lifetime, your ideas will come to fruition. Your whatever's in your heart, whatever your intentions are, will manifest. You have to let go of the tight grip that you have on the outcome, on what it has to look like, what it has to feel like, what it has to smell like. It's nice to, though, for those things to help you manifest, but a lot of times they're not going to be the end picture or the end goal. You know what I mean? It's forever changing, you know? So, the maternal ancestors are stepping in. You may also want to research how pyramids correlate to you. And basically, this is like, you know, these were temples. You know, they were sacred temples. So also what I'm getting here is to go within the sacred temple within you. You know, the God in you, the God in me, you know, and a let go. Let go of how it's supposed to look, how it's supposed to feel, you know, let go of all that. And truly allow, one, your maternal ancestry to come through to help guide you a little bit more. And to go within yourself, because you are a portal. Your heart is a portal. There's things that are within you that you need to, that you're not hearing, that you're not seeing, that you're not paying attention to, that spirit wants you to know, hey, you know, that your ancestry line is trying to tell you, hey, you know, listen up, let go. We're trying to help you. And so let me feel which message I'm drawing to pull from the guidebook. Of course, it's the card 3, which is the Star Ancestor card. Let's see. Star Ancestor card. And they're all in alphabetical order, which makes things helpful. Star Ancestors. All right, so the additional meanings of this card is hidden secrets, lost wisdom, look a little deeper. I'm going to read the whole card meaning. The ancients knew much more than we do about our connection with the stars. Their pyramids, temples, and other places of worship created in precise alignment with the stars exist in all corners of the world. What if this ancient wisdom is available for you to uncover now? You're being called to think and listen. See what I'm saying? To think and listen with your ancient heart and soul. Tap into the part of you that remembers and knows. All ancient secrets and whispers are whispered forever in your ears. All mystic knowing blooms in your heart. All potent power pumps through your veins. You're being invited to step into your ancient knowingness, to be held by the rememberings of the star ancestors, to look a little deeper. If you're feeling stuck, you're being called to do something different, to change your point of view. Creativity happens when we put together two things that don't belong. That's that loosening grip of what it has to be like and what it has to do. and how it has to happen. So often, a creative solution is right in front of us. But because we think the same thoughts and act the same way, we miss what's in the open. You're here to remember and uncover ancient secrets and transmissions, technology and wisdom that are so needed in the planet right now, to unlock your soul's memory of time when we lived in harmony on Earth. And one day will again. And so the activation for this is a starseed activation card. I'm going to place this card on my heart. And so you can place your hand on your heart to get this activation. And it says to place the card on the portal of your heart and whisper the following. I am ready to remember ancient mysteries and secrets from deep within. And so, so be it. So it is. All right, so I hope that that reading was so helpful on your spiritual journey. I hope that this podcast episode was so helpful on your spiritual journey. Before I go, I'm going to go ahead and do a pendulum reading for you guys. And I wish you could see this. Next time, I have myself together so I can do a video podcast. I want to start doing the video podcast so that you can actually see me and feel like a little bit closer to me, and those will be uploaded to I'll let you know when I do start to do the video podcast episodes. It'll be one of the platforms. I know it's not iTunes, but it'll be one of the other podcast platforms, and I'll also try to upload it to my YouTube channel. I also will upload it to my YouTube channel. I'm gonna go ahead and focus in. And right now is a good time for you to ask a yes or no question. I'm only going to do one, so just think of one really good one. We'll just take a deep breath, let it out, and ask the question that is on your heart. And I'm going to go ahead and get the answer for you. All right, so do my listeners, let me see how I want to put it. Will you please go in a direction that my listeners need to hear right now? Is it a yes or is it a no? All right, so whatever your question was, the answer was a no. And no's don't always mean no. Sometimes a no can mean not right now. So I hope that that reading and that pendulum reading was helpful for you. I hope you share this podcast episode with one of your woo woo crew besties, or dub someone your woo woo crew bestie and then share it with them. The more listeners, the more lights that can get turned on, and the more shadow work and more inner work we can all do. And you know, one person at a time, we can start leaving this earth a lot better than we found it. And so again, I will see you on a regular scheduled basis. I want to have my episodes uploaded every Friday, so I will have a new episode for you next Friday, because I'm off schedule this week. And it is today's Tuesday. Yesterday was the full moon too, so if you're listening to this today, then you're probably going to be feeling the full moon effects for the next few days. So much love to you guys. And if you're listening at any time frame, of course these messages are timeless, so they will still work for you. So I hope you have a wonderful day the rest of your week, and I will see you again next Friday. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me. Can I ask you to go over to iTunes and leave a review? I really appreciate that, and it'll help me. It'll really, really help me bridge the gap to get to more people who really need this spiritual knowledge and love. And also, can you share it with a friend or two? I really appreciate it. Appreciate that too. Thanks so much again. I hope that you are able to come back to next week's episode. You can connect with me at the links that are in the show notes for today's show. I am on TikTok. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. But you can always find me over on my website, www.intuitivegemini. Until next week, bye.